Welcome to the Everything Is Earned podcast. I'm your host, Mike.
And I'm your co-host, Tim.
And we're here to break down everything happening in your Cleveland sports world. Very much recently, yesterday even, the NFL draft kicked off. And the Browns picked up a left tackle at number 10. You get Jedrick Wills. He was a right tackle in college with Alabama. They're going to move him over to the left side. But it was actually my pick from the other day when we talked about the podcast.
After I broke down all the option, all the prospects that we had, yeah, you went with Wills.
I went with Wills because I sided with Joe Thomas. I said, you get an NFL-ready guy who you can plug in right now, and he's going to be there long-term. I think it was a great move. There were sources that said that was their top guy. The Browns' top guy was Wills.
Well, the sources are Andrew Berry, directly from his mouth, that he said he was the top prospect on the draft board, and that he just fell. I think he said him and there were a few other guys that they were comfortable with staying with that pick. If not, they would have trade down. And I want to say the other guy would have been Isaiah Simmons.
Yeah, I really liked Isaiah Simmons. I was doing the live stream yesterday on our platforms, and I really was hoping they would grab Isaiah Simmons if he was available. Obviously, he gets taken before then by the Cardinals, so You get your guy though. You get your stud tackle here that's gonna shore up the line, gonna protect Baker's backside. Great pick by the Browns. Although there was a lot of smoke about Urza Cleveland and a lot about Andrew Thomas and then all the Trent Williams talks. The Browns are officially out of that sweepstakes now. So really, you make a move for the future. You know, you think that this guy is going to be a long-term answer at your left tackle. So
right, we decided not to defer against the Trent Williams rumors and that possibility, that option, and went with the most fundamental, the most polished prospect in the draft at tackle with Jedrick Wills.
Yeah, I like it a lot. And the other thing that's interesting about this move is that, you know, I know it's not a super flashy pick. You know, you don't go ahead and get you don't get a wide receiver or quarterback.
CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, it's not a flashy guy, but you get a position of great need. And if you guys, you know, remember how much we love Joe Thomas, you know, you're hoping this guy could be half of what Joe Thomas. Yeah, absolutely. So If you can get a guy long term, the Browns think they have that with Wills, and I think it was a great pick.
Right. Well, you mentioned that he was the number one on the draft board, but you had Andrew Thomas that was also up there on the draft board, go number 4, and then Becton went directly afterwards with New York, and the real difficulty with this pick will be his transition from right tackle to left tackle. But when we break it down, we dive a little bit into it, it's not going to be as difficult as initially appears to be. He played for Alabama. He started at right tackle. He protected Tua's blind side because he's a lefty, so he has experience protecting the blind side. I think that was a big aspect, a crucial aspect to that pick, having experience. A lot of scouts and a lot of GMs think there's a certain mentality that you have to protect the quarterback's blind side. That, along with Joe Thomas's thought that it's only going to take him about 3 months to transition, gives Browns fans and this Browns team a lot of hope that he'll come along quickly into the system.
Yeah, if you can plug and play him and get him up to speed real quickly, that'll be great. Joe Thomas also said he's going to work with him directly, which is awesome. So I love that a lot too. I think that's a great thing for this Browns team and for Browns fans.
Right, he said he actually reached out to Wills before the draft, and then again after he got drafted by Cleveland.
Yeah, that's great. That's a big endorsement. And if I'm Browns fans or if I'm the Browns organization, I've gotta be grateful for Joe Thomas and what he's done here so far with this left tackle.
Yeah, and a few beat reporters reached out to him because obviously it's not happening in a physical location, and he said he's definitely gonna take up Joe Thomas on his offer for any help or advice because he's a Hall of Famer. He understands the magnitude of Joe Thomas and his abilities.
Yeah, it's great. I'm a big fan. I think all around the Browns got their guy here, made the right pick, and you know, he didn't try to get too fancy or flashy or, you know, make six different trades. They took the best guy that was available. They took the guy that was on the high on their board. And it's a great pick.
Yeah, there's some funny things around the pit. You had social media aspect to it. Current Browns players watching it and seeing what's going on. Matt Wilson was a big fan. He actually called it an hour or two beforehand. He tweeted it out. He called the pit Jedrick Wills. And then you have OBJ that found it a little bit funny on Twitter. But he mentioned, he was like, all right, I'm going to put LSU and Alabama ties and
rivalry aside.
Rivalry aside, and I'm gonna be close. So we'll tell me that the other team.
Yeah, I like that. He reached out to him right away. So that's cool. I think the Browns are building a culture of high character guys and guys that they'll want to win together and hate losing. I think you got enough guys that hate losing together that'll push the winning culture forward. Mm-hmm. So I'm a big fan of that. You know, that is contagious.
Well, it is contagious. It is contagious. Well, anyways, after that pick, after picking up this more starter-ready player in Jedrick Wills, I'm just keep on getting these waves of high emotion, because every time we make more moves to be a competent franchise, it excites me more than anything. I think that's the big push with Cleveland fans too. It's not so much that we're excited about, or at least for me, it's not so much that we're excited that we might be a decent team. It's just that we might be a competent and like real franchise. I feel like we haven't been for so long that we always set unrealistic expectations. But when you have a competent team and have the talent that we have, that we can actually push and make a big push.
Yeah, the playoffs are a realistic expectation at this point. And, you know, I like what you say about how every time we add a piece, you're starting to see the picture come together. It's very much like that puzzle, like doing a puzzle. When you start finding these, you know, these pieces, everything starts coming together, and you start to get that full picture where you have a team that's going to be competitive and compete for a Super Bowl ultimately. So it's a good pick. Obviously, we've got some work to do. Round 2 and 3 on Friday this evening. You know, got some guys on the board still, and there's definitely some needs out there. Who do you think is your next? What need do you want to address next?
I would like to deal with the need of linebacker or safety at this pick. I'd love to still pick up Blacklock, like we talked about in our previous episode, that nose tackle. But if he's off the board, then you have to look towards an Aston Davis or a Winfield Jr. From safety standpoint. Or yeah, look for more the linebacker. Maybe you have to, I don't know, if Akeem Davis Dather would be a reach at that spot in 2, but I think you'd go linebacker, wide receiver in the 3rd round. So I'd address the safety, in my opinion, in the 2nd round here.
Yeah, one of the things I was actually a little bit bummed about yesterday when I was watching the back half of the 1st round was the Ravens picked up Patrick Queen out of
LSU.
He's
a monster.
And he's really good. He's a really good tackler, and he's really good in coverage. And I thought if the Browns were going to get back into the 1st round for somebody, that would have been my guy I would have gone after, because he's an aggressive linebacker. You know, and that's just my idea there. But, or if you were going to trade back, you would get a 2nd pick to go grab him. But ultimately, he funds a fall in the Ravens. They get another, you know, sure tackler, aggressive guy. And, you know, the Browns are, you know, they're still needing more talent at that position. So I definitely look for a linebacker, you know, early in the 2nd round if you can. And then, you know, you can address safety outside of the draft. We talked about this the other day,
right,
about getting looking at Malik Hooker and saying, hey, is this guy worth, you know, giving a couple picks up for? You know, could you shift, you know, and give a future round pick for a guy like Malik Hooker?
Oh, I think that's definitely a realistic possibility, depending on how the front office wants to go and if their guy is still available when they pick, either in the 2nd round or early in the 3rd. I want to look for and kind of observe, see if we see a trend with Andrew Berry with that 1st pick moving on to the 2nd and 3rd. I want to see if it's a similar kind of character guy and evaluation of talent or seeing where he's going to go next. That's really what my Nets main observation is going to be leading to Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, I feel you. So right now, I'm interested to see who else is going to fill this roster out. I think it'll be interesting to watch here. You're definitely going to definitely looking for guys that can plug in and be, you know, be some depth for your roster, and you could even possibly start at one point. I think linebacker, safety, wide receiver. That's kind of my three I want to really address. That's what I'd be looking at this point.
I'd throw in nose tackle or white guard there too.
If you can.
Sub in safety for maybe one of those pits.
Now remember, you still have Jadeveon Clowney out in the free agency market right now.
You still have options. So it'll be interesting to see how Andrew Berry balances the free agency to draft still. Is he going to take the more loaded talent in the draft and address the other needs in free agency, or seeing where he's going to plug and play either veterans or young guys here?
Here's another thought for you. You know the Jaguars guy, the defensive lineman, Jan, I can't say his last name, it's difficult. He's been spouting off on Twitter over the last week or so about, you know, trying to get him traded out of the Jacksonville. That's another option for you. This guy's an animal. Defensive end. Jan Naka, I can't say his last name, it's tricky. Everyone just knows him as Jan.
Okay.
But he's an option out there for you too. So
he's
I think
Pro Bowl, isn't he?
Yeah, he's really good.
He's a younger guy still too.
Yeah, he's very good. Like I said the other day, Jacksonville's bleeding. I think that
the front office hasn't been good. I think this you said his nose tackle. Jan is one of these players that is having butting heads with the front office, either about salary or otherwise. Maybe the winning culture, maybe the questioning the focus on winning or the overall integrity of it.
They said they're only going to trade him for proper value, but there was a report that came out last night that said there's currently no trade offers that have been made for him. So, like, teams have been watching, they've been looking and seeing him spot off on Twitter. You know, he's tried to reel it back in and say, hey, I'm going to be super hardworking and so committed to my next team. But, you know, that's you gotta back up with the actions. So
yeah, maybe team are kind of being put off by the drama that he's displaying, not only within the organization, but to take it public and put it on Twitter as well.
Yeah, I'm excited here for round two, and then you obviously get the later rounds on Saturday. We'll see what shakes out here, but hopefully we grab some more talent to add to the roster. Interesting to see how Andrew Berry's first draft all shakes out. We'll definitely recap back and look at the draft and break down all the players on our Monday episode of the podcast. But we're going to wrap up this real short one. I know you guys also have a pick. We don't want to bleed your ears out here and be repetitive. So we gave you what we knew. We're going to talk a little about what was going forward. And on Monday, we're going to break down all the players that we picked up and what we highly think we're going to fit into the scheme.
Yep. We'll continue to watch us on social media. We're going to be posting live updates on the players of pits. But first pick, number 10, Jedrick Wills, A+ on the selection. We'll see if Andrew Berry can keep that momentum up and that evaluation. Like as always, drop in the comment and the review. Let us know if you had an aha moment, something you didn't know about, something that maybe caught your eye, and a comment on some of the questions or what kind of questions you want to have. But that about does it here. As always, everything in Cleveland here is earned.
Bum 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 bum. My name is Mike, by the way.
Okay.
All right.
And yeah, that's it.
That's it.